listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a path for peace in your life today. Reading to you from Leviticus chapter 3, verse 9, where we read, "Then he shall offer from the sacrifice of the peace offering, as an offering made by fire to the Lord, its fat and the whole fat tail which he shall remove, close to the backbone, and the fat that covers the entrails and all the fat that is on the entrails." Now, many of us don't really understand the sacrificial system of Israel. We think that all the sacrifices were made to atone for sin, and that was it. But really, the sacrificial system was much broader than that. The sin offering that's described in Leviticus chapter 4 dealt with sin, but there were also many other kinds of offerings. Leviticus chapter 2 describes the grain offering, which was a sacrifice of thanksgiving and gratitude for God's bounty from the earth. Here in Leviticus chapter 3, the peace offering is described. In contrast to the burnt offering, a peace offering sacrifice could be either a male or a female animal. However, the animal still had to be without blemish. God wants our best every time we come to Him. In the peace offering, the blood of the animal was offered to God along with the fat. The fatty portions of the animal were always regarded as the choice portions. In the modern world, we often look for ways to cut fat out of our diet, but in the ancient world, they looked for ways to add fat into their food. Today, we use modern and chemical methods to fatten up livestock, but in the ancient world, livestock was simply much more lean, and the fatty portions of the animal were highly valued. On a sheep, the offering of the whole fat tail was significant. That portion of the animal was viewed as a delicacy and could weigh as much, in extreme cases, as 60 pounds. God said, "Give those choice portions to me," in the peace offering. The meat portion of the animal in the peace offering was to be shared. Part of it was given to the priests, and part of it was given back to the one who brought the sacrifice. Then the man who brought the sacrifice would get together with his whole family and have a fellowship meal with God. In this, we see that this was not an offering to make peace with God. That was the purpose of the sin offering of Leviticus chapter 4. But it was an offering to enjoy peace with God. The whole reason Jesus made peace between God the Father and the believer is so that that peace could be enjoyed in fellowship. You could say that the greatest peace offering ever made happened when Solomon dedicated the temple. He offered 22,000 cattle and 120,000 sheep. That's in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 63. That must have been history's greatest barbecue. Hezekiah gave a festival where 2,000 bulls and 17,000 sheep were also given for a peace offering. That's in 2 Chronicles chapter 30. In all the offerings that the Lord asked for, He wanted the fat and the blood. In giving the fat, it said something like this, "Lord God, I give you the best." In giving the blood, it said something like this, "Lord God, I give you my life." When we give our life to God, and when we give Him the best of our life, then we can really enjoy the peace that He has made with us and have sweet fellowship around His table. What have you given to God lately that says, "The best belongs to you," and "My life belongs to you"? That's what the peace offering was all about. And you can enjoy that peace with God made for you by the person and work of Jesus Christ today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.